Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Doug McDurham, the newly appointed CEO of Art Center of Waco. His conversation with Nan Holmes was recorded August 30th in the KWBU studio.
It is with great pleasure that I'm joined today by Doug McDurham, the newly appointed CEO of Art Center of Waco. Doug, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to visit with me today.
Well, it's my honor, Nan.
Well, when I realized that you were going to be the new chief executive officer, I immediately wanted to talk to you. This is definitely exciting news.
I am super excited as well. When I saw this position on LinkedIn, I was not looking for a job. I was happy where I was. Mm-hmm. But I knew immediately that the Art Center would be a fantastic place to be. With the new building opening, there's an exciting board that's just so passionate about the work. And just being able to be a part of the growing and vibrant art scene here in Waco.
Oh, I think it's great. And to top it off, as you said, you'll be opening a brand new, beautiful art center soon.
Very soon. I was over there Friday, and all little final details are being done, and the heavy equipment was out with the landscaping, and so we're very close.
Oh, would you say a tentative?
Well, we'll be in the building sooner than that, but we're going to have our official ribbon cutting October 21st. So that'll give us a little time to be in and get furniture settled and get unpacked. And we'll have our first exhibit. So we'll actually have our first exhibit will open the night before on mm-hmm. October 20th. And then that will be an invitation event. And then the ribbon cutting on the 21st, and folks can come in and see two exciting local artists.
Are the new exhibit is going to be two artists?
It is
locally.
So our primary artist will be Carmen Oliver.
Oh,
so
I'm crazy about
starting,
his art.
Oh, I know. I'm thrilled that he is going to be the first show in our new building. The first show as a part of my experience. Working with the Art Center, you know his work. He is
amazing. And his story, too.
Worked
at the post office.
Yes. So Mr. Oliver will be, we'll have the main gallery, as well as we have an event space in the back of the building, but we'll have temporary walls up because we just have so many folks who are eager to loan his work. He's bringing some amazing work.
Is an artist, too.
She is. So there'll be pieces that have never been seen by the public, have never been on display.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity. Stephanie Beard will also be exhibiting. Local artist, lives in Austin now, but from Waco. And our side gallery is going to have some of her pieces. She does really vibrant contemporary work. Very much a counterpoint. It'll be such an interesting juxtaposition to see the two together. So I'm very excited about both of them.
Oh, that makes me even more excited. And it's going, the reason I'm looking forward to it, it's going to enhance the whole community.
Absolutely.
It's going to be, I looked at the photos in the trib and I was like blown away. This is like a first-class art gallery and art museum because we need more beauty. We need more places like that. Tell me about, have you been thinking about your vision for the Art Center and your philosophy regarding your type of leadership?
Sure, absolutely. I'm a social worker by background.
Yes,
we've known each other for decades.
Yes,
and known
literally.
Each other from that setting. And it is a social worker's heart that I bring to this space and to this work. From a practical perspective, I've been in nonprofit management for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And those skills, certainly this is the Art Center is a nonprofit and it needs good management, like every nonprofit. So those things are consistent. In terms of vision for the Art Center, I've spent much of my career working in community center. A lot of my early work as a social worker was in community centers. And I really think of the Art Center in the same way. It is a centralized geographic place for folks to gather and for folks to connect. For me personally, and I think how I want to see the Art Center be, it's a place of connection. So art is a place of connection for me, really on, I like to think about four levels. And so first, it is within. There is a way for us to experience ourselves more robustly, to understand ourselves. I reflect back to when I was 20 in New York City, and there was a portrait done by Edgar Degas at the same age. And I would go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art every week to stand in front of that painting. And it sounds maybe a little bit silly, but I felt like I learned so much about myself by standing there and looking at that. So there's that internal personal connection. Secondly, it's the way that we connect with other folks. We see the world through someone else's eyes. We understand the way other people experience the world. We stand next to someone and experience a piece of art or the work of an artist together and do that as a connection. Third is the ways that we connect with the natural world. And, you know, much of Kermit Oliver's work is done outdoors. The scenes are outdoors. And I think the ways that we connect with the larger world around us, the world that we live in. And then fourth has to do with culture. It is a way to celebrate our own culture. It is a way to understand other cultures and other ways of experiencing life. So all of those four layers of views, the way that that art brings us in connection, I believe it will drive where this center is going. And so we will constantly be looking at how are the exhibits that we are doing helping make manifest those four ways of connecting. How are the classes? We have some great classroom space, two classes that can be opened up to be one large. How are the workshops and the trainings and the classes that we're doing reinforce that? What kind of events can we do in our event space that enhance that?
Oh, that sounds exciting again. I'm just thrilled. But before we go on more about the Art Center, I want to ask you about your early days. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Memphis, primarily. I actually, my dad was a salesman. He got transferred a lot, and so actually lived in several places around the South. I was born in Little Rock, lived in Montgomery for a little while, but primarily grew up in Memphis. I went to school, undergrad, just a little bit outside of Nashville, grad school in Louisville, Kentucky. But I was spending a summer in Santa Fe working at a camp when I met this beautiful young Texan woman. And that's how I ended up with the second half of my life as a Texan.
Oh, well, that's a great story. Well, who were some of those early influencers?
In high school, I set out to be a writer. I started college as a journalism major. I saw myself as a writer. I took all of the creative writing classes in high school that I could. Glenn Bridgewater taught all of them. And so the poetry classes, the prose classes, and did the same in college. And so I had a college experience that focused on writing. Late in college, my school was on a quarter system, and I was really ahead on credits. So my very last quarter of college, I was able to just take anything. I just had to get credits. So I took, believe it or not, jazz dance, piano, which I'd never even, I guess I'd touched a piano before, but had never played piano before, and oil painting. Of all things. And so and I'm not a painter, I'm not a pianist, and I'm not a jazz dancer. But those experiences caused me to view the world in a different way. That painting class, we spent literally half of the term just mixing colors. We had these big pads and had like 8 different oils, and she would have us mix every combination of 2 colors and then dilute it with white and darken it with black, and so have a little row of 5. And then every combination of 3 colors. It was tedious. It was slow. I could not understand why on earth we are spending so much of the semester. But man, the rest of my life since then, I feel like I see color in a different way. And so I look at something and I think about, like, what would I mix to get that color?
Yeah, and what? Oh, I'm very
Trella Kozwara. I didn't say her name. Sorry, Trella Kozwara was the art teacher. You can look her up. She worked for the U.S. government. Was a painter in Vietnam, sent to capture images of the Vietnam War. An amazing artist, and really that sent my mind, not my career at that time, but sent my mind in new directions.
Oh, I remember reading these books about colors, and it does change your whole perception if you begin to study about color and what it means. And I love fabric, different fabrics. I remember going to the Albert in Victoria, or is it Victoria and Albert, V&A, and going to the textile room, and it just made me so in awe of all these beautiful textiles. So there's so much that you will be able to showcase.
So much, so much. You mentioned textiles. I've even thought, we have, that's such an underviewed and underexperienced area in our own local, but we have a couple local designers who are doing at the film festival about a month ago. Young designer had some really cool, really amazing, really out there work. And I am kind of interested in seeing, what happens if the Art Center has a costume institute? And, we start to think about, what are some of the materials that are attached to our cultures?
And, I think about children, how myself being exposed to art and reading about it and then remembering so well going to the National Gallery in Washington, D.C. and just being blown away. And we went many years to Washington because Walter's a botanist, and so he was at the Natural History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And I always said, you want to go back and see your old friends in the art, but then you want to see the new stuff,
right.
And you will just be almost just torn apart because of all you want to see and take in. And it doesn't disappoint.
Not at all. Not
the
at
whole,
all.
I mean, there's so much beautiful art on the mall in different buildings, too.
In my last job, I got to go to D.C. a lot around policy work. And if I had a half hour between meetings, I would make a beeline to the Portrait Gallery or of the many gorgeous museums there. And maybe I would only catch, one hall before I had to be back on the hill or wherever I was headed.
Oh, yes. Many times to just, if you have an hour to go, it's just better than nothing.
Yes.
We haven't talked to person in quite a long time, but you have really had leadership roles, you've mentioned, at the nonprofits, on boards. And I think that you have what I call is that you bring everything from all your jobs to the new job. And it really is good maybe to not be strictly art, to have an awareness of this community and how children, especially those in poverty, need to be able to see some beautiful things.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I had the opportunity to spend some time with Larry Carpenter last week. Larry is the Director of Fine Arts for WICO ISD. I've known Larry for a long time. As you know, much of my work here in Waco has been connected with schools. Known Larry. But I got him over to the Art Center and was sharing with him, connecting on the things that we're already doing with school and sharing with him some ideas of, what I'd like to do next. And I think that's just super critical. Children need to be able to experience art in real ways. So we have the Art Expedition, which is a trailer. It's essentially a mobile gallery. It's a trailer.
Yeah, like Mickey Smith used to go around to the school.
Right, right, right. And she, you know, she's been such a trailblazer, so foundational in our organization's creation and growth and the ways that her family has supported it over the years. And so in that vein, we do a juried show every year, fine art, beautiful pieces, great examples around a specific theme, and then hang them in this trailer, and then drive the trailer. Well, I guess we drive the trailer first, and then we get there and hang them up at a school and have some educational experiences that speak to the teaks for third and fourth graders. And so then students are able to come through. And so students who aren't, you know, especially during the pandemic, this was such a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Normally the trailer is a little more closed, but we've, you know, threw open the back door, so we're getting fresh air through there. And students who aren't able to get to museums necessarily, or even if you are, I mean, you can't see too much art. So to be able to go in and be up close and, you know, understand brush strokes and the use of space and the use of color and tie all that into what's going on in their classroom is such an honor for us to be able to, you know,
do that
with students.
Oh, I think that is wonderful, because just myself and my children, I made sure they always went to art museums, because the love of art just is another plus in your life. Music is super important, but so is art, dance, and they've all suffered during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I can't draw a stick man, but I love art. There's not one spot in my house for another piece of artwork.
Good for you.
I just have to get rid of it, and I can't bear, I want to look at it all the time. But art museums, I think, are very therapeutic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, if you just went there to sit on a bench and just try to, you don't even have to meditate, but just think on things and see beautiful things. And you've really, I read an excellent article in The Trib written by Carl Hoover.
Oh, that, love Carl.
Yes, he has been the champion for the arts.
Yes, he has.
I've been here for over 30 years, and I've always been interested in what he had to say. But he said that, as you referred to earlier, that you said that I saw this post and it spoke to my heart.
It did.
Because I know that experience. I mean, I know that feeling. When I went to Letha Coombe, I was least qualified person, except I knew I was in fundraising. But I came home after I took the job. I came home from work, and my husband said, "How do you know what to do?" And I said, "Well, I'll look around and see what needs to be done."
That's so true.
And I know you can look around and see what needs to be done, because you have that social work eye for things that is not just art, but it's the big picture. Would you agree?
Right. I would. And so, you know, as I mentioned before, the Art Center is a nonprofit. The management, the governance, the facilities, insurance, employees, you know, all of those carry across whatever the goal of the nonprofit. I don't have arts management experience, but luckily I have a board that is super engaged, super passionate, and super knowledgeable. So many folks on there that come with very specific areas of expertise and background, and they just give of their time and energy and resources so freely that it's, you know, I've been on the job 3 weeks. And I've learned so much, and I have so much more to learn. And there are other folks in the community that have been so eager and free with their willingness to engage. Fiona Bond has agreed to be my mentor, and spent some time with her, you know, specific to this work. I've known her for years, and what she is doing and has done for our community in this realm is phenomenal. And I am looking so forward to learning from her in this role.
Oh, I think she has been an absolute asset to this whole community in so many different ways. And she's just a delightful person, but she's also just, you know, charged ahead, which is how you can do that in Waco sometime.
You can.
But she, without offending people, she just, and then I think of dear Doreen Ravenscroft, who has been a force. You know, she drove that old Volkswagen.
Yep.
And I worked art festival till I just couldn't go anymore because it's always so hot. But I loved her just absolute vision for a free ability to make art for children.
Absolutely.
That's why I just think she's the patron saint of children's art, because she just couldn't imagine that we wouldn't do it.
Exactly. I actually had dinner with the two of them a few days ago and some other leaders in our arts community that it's such an honor to get to be around. But as we were cleaning up dishes afterwards, I joked to the two of them that when I saw this job and when I was preparing for the interview and I was thinking, Doug, if you really want this job, you've got to walk in with a British accent. Luckily, I didn't, because actually I'm sure that would have cost me the job. But
yeah. Oh, that is so funny because, well, if you have the energy of those two, it's like strapping on a rocket to your back.
Exactly.
I mean, you just can't. Doreen doesn't understand any limitations.
Nope.
But she sets her mind to it. Look at all the statues, you know, the cows and the cattle drive there. That she just, and the Doris Miller.
Once such a reverent, sacred place.
Oh, beautiful. They're on the river, just so, just moving. But she never even entertained that she couldn't do that.
Right.
And Fiona is the same way. You know, I can do this and we can do this. And she's just not at all bothered by the detail.
Right.
Where other people will be like, oh, we have to get permission from so-and-so and so-and-so. She just didn't even, she's never paused. And I feel like you will be that way.
I hope so. It's great company. And, you know, we have so many just great folks working with the film festival and the symphony and the civic theater.
Yeah.
There's just such a great group of folks to join in and to walk alongside, helping this community be able to see and experiencing the world in a different way.
Yeah, I'll never forget when I first came to Waco and I worked at the Y. We partnered with, it was YW, with Joe Cagle, and he got all these people to donate artwork, and it was a fundraiser. But it also made me, it helped me, because I just moved here, see people who were passionate about the arts, and that there were many people here who have always been supportive of the arts. But now I think it's going to really expand.
Absolutely.
And you
Absolutely.
Will have memberships. And
Yes. So you can go to our website and be a member. We'll be having a membership drive later this fall. I hope, you know, everyone comes to the ribbon cutting on Thursday, October 21st at 4 p.m. And we can celebrate the building and then come in and experience our first exhibit. That's so exciting.
I'm thinking, wow, Kermit Oliver. It's worth to join get first preview of his artwork, because
absolutely,
it's amazing.
Absolutely. The building, and I just can't, you know, say enough about how insightful the board was in putting that building together. It's going to be an amazing space for launching so much in our community.
Well, you know, it's been a long wait since they discovered that the damage to the Art Center on the MCC
right.
campus. They moved it around, and there have been starts and stops and just all kind of things happening. But when I saw those pictures, I'm like, wow, it is really going to open downtown. That is just like the perfect place to be.
It really is. And there's still a couple naming opportunities on windows and a room or two. So I hope some of your listeners are thinking, where do I want to invest?
Yeah, because we have classical music every day and that weekdays and in the evenings. And so you know KWBU is committed to the arts.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be playing you in the building. So.
Oh, wow. That's nice. So if someone wants to get in touch with you for more information about the Arts Center, how can they do that?
So our address is artscenterwaco.org.
Oh, that's easy.
It's an easy one. They can reach out to me, doug@artscenterwaco.org.
Y'all have kept it simple.
We have. We want to hear from folks.
Well, this is just like such a wonderful conversation because is there anything else, though, that you think you'd like to share with our listeners?
How would I want to end this? I'm honored. Honestly, so many folks have said such kind words, just as you have today. It's an amazing organization with an amazing history. So many great Wacoans have been connected with this institution over the years. And so it's just, I feel very honored. That's really the best word, to be able to be in this spot and interact with this community that I love so much.
Well, you know, there's one thing about you that I know and have always observed is you have lots of energy. And it takes it. You have to have energy. You can have all kind of ideas in your brain, but if you can't energize those thoughts and make them happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure we're going to hear lots of news about the Art Center because it is newsworthy that we're going to get this beautiful facility. We're going to have just inter-community opportunities
for sure.
It's going to be for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just so excited. And when I think about Kermit Oliver's artwork, I just go back to that over and over. It's amazing. And I want you to stay in touch with us and come back. And let's,
for sure.
When you're going to have a big exhibit, let us know.
You bet. There are some very cool things planned for 2022.
All right. Well, I hope that I see you again. I'm sure I'll see you at
absolutely.
The Art Center.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dan.
The Art Center of Waco is located at 710 South 8th Street. ArtCenterWaco.org is where you can find more information. This conversation was recorded August 30th in the KWBU studio.